Welcome to the High Performance Brain Radio Show. Prominent neuroscientists are saying we're in the midst of a neuroplasticity revolution. The idea of neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to rewire itself in response to new experiences and learning, is the most important change in our understanding of the brain in over 400 years. Would you like to increase your mental clarity, improve your focus and concentration, reduce your stress levels, boost your memory power, accelerate your learning abilities, or simply maximize your everyday productivity? Well, you've come to the right place. High Performance Brain is the ultimate science-based podcast for optimizing your brain's fitness levels and neurological performance so that you can finally tap into more of your innate intelligence and cognitive potential. The tips and strategies offered here derive from the frontiers of neuroscience. Cutting-edge research on brain fitness and performance, neuroplasticity, and brain training systems from some of the world's top neuroscientists and brain health experts. Subscribe to High Performance Brain Podcast and give your brain the workout it deserves. Hello, my name is Daniel Morrow. Welcome to episode 1 of High Performance Brain Podcast. And the aim of this podcast is to give you all the latest and greatest tips and strategies for optimizing your neurological performance, for improving your brain health, and for increasing and optimizing the longevity of your brain so that you can have greater cognitive acuity, better memory, long-term memory, working memory, better focus, concentration, the ability to accelerate your learning. So all things cognition related depend on your brain. And so what I'm going to be talking about today is to jump right into 5 pillars of a high performance brain. Now there are actually 8 pillars in the model that I'll be describing over the upcoming episodes, but the first 5 pillars are like the core pillars that you want to know about. These are kind of like categories or areas in which you'll be targeting your brain health. And within each of these so-called pillars, there are a number of brain health habits that you can sort of integrate into your everyday life. Very simple stuff, but it's all based on the latest science. So the first 5 pillars are as follows. I'm going to name them off and then going to kind of give you an example of what I'm referring to. Pillar number 1 is called relax your limbic system, or relax your autonomic nervous system. This is number 1 because it's really the most important pillar. We know that stress is bad for the human body, it's bad for your immune system, and it's very bad for your brain because chronic stress over time will definitely have a negative impact. There's an accelerated rate of neuronal death. It's bad for some of the memory errors in your brain, like the hippocampus. So what we want to do, first and foremost, is really learn how to balance our autonomic nervous system and to balance our limbic system. Because when our emotions get out of control, when we're getting stressed out day in, day out, it does take its toll on the body and the brain. So relax your limbic system is pillar number 1. Pillar number 2 is called focus your frontal lobes. Now, the reason that's a pillar in itself is because in this day and age, everybody is very much distracted, and most modern day humans have a short attention span. You may have heard some statistics comparing the human attention span to that of the goldfish. It's not looking very good these days. So what we want to do is learn how to focus our frontal lobe, to activate our frontal lobe, to improve frontal lobe function. Because as it turns out, the frontal lobe is roughly a third of the human brain. It's the largest in any of the species of animals on this planet. We have a larger proportion of frontal lobe than any other species. And in that frontal lobe is something called the prefrontal cortex, which is basically the executive center of your brain. So the frontal lobe has everything to do with coordinating activity in the rest of your brain. It also has to do with creativity. It has to do with focus and attention. So what we want to do with this pillar is learn exercises and habits that can optimize frontal lobe function. Pillar number three is called nourish your neurons. That's all about the kinds of nutrition and foods that you eat on a daily basis, your diet, and so forth. We want to optimize our diets so that we can have optimal brain function. There's a whole new wave of holistic nutrition findings that are telling us just how important it is that we eat the right kind of foods. And the right kind of foods can definitely have an impact on how our neurons are working. Because essentially the brain is made of 60% fat. The dry weight of the brain is 60% fat. So fat is very important, but it has to be the right kind of fat, healthy fat. And then there's things like antioxidants and food combining and so forth. So that's nourish your neurons. That's pillar number three. It's all about the kinds of foods and liquids that we take into our body so that we can get optimal brain function and therefore crystal clear cognition and mental clarity and memory. Pillar number four is called optimize your sleep cycles. There's a lot more to healthy sleeping than just getting the right amount of sleep. We know that if you don't get enough sleep every night, that this has devastating consequences, especially over time. So the majority of North Americans are not sleeping enough, and the average is somewhere between 7 to 9 hours, and that varies across individuals, of course. So you may find that you're good on 6.5 hours. Other people may need, 9.5 hours. But the thing here, the key is to this pillar, is that we want to optimize how we sleep beyond just sleeping the right amount of hours for our individual needs. We want to make sure that we invoke some habits every day that actually help us to sleep better. And this can involve things like sunlight, nutrition, and exercise, and the temperature of our sleeping environment, so forth. Lots of things we can do to optimize sleep at night. This is so important because at night, the brain is not only consolidating that which we learn during the day, it's actually cleansing. There's a cleansing process that is taking place at night that if we don't get the right amount of sleep or optimal sleep, the brain is not detoxing itself properly, and that can add up over time. And we don't want to end up with cognitive decline over the years. We should be able to have a very fast and highly optimized brain if we take care of it. Now, the fifth and final pillar of these first five basic pillars is called activate your biochemistry. We could also say exercise your biochemistry, because exercise is a primary activity that we can use to actually boost our biochemistry. For instance, there is a chemical in the brain called BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, and that turns out to be a kind of like a miracle growth for your brain, because what it does is it accelerates neuron growth, neurogenesis. It actually helps to repair neural networks in the brain, and it's actually involved in boosting learning and memory. So this one particular brain chemical is so important for the brain. We can get more of it by doing the right types of exercise, of which cardio aerobic exercise is one. And these are the kind of things we'll be getting into in future episodes of this podcast, where we'll be diving into sort of the nitty-gritty of the different brain health habits that are targeting each of these five pillars. And then there's three more advanced pillars that we'll get into, and we can dedicate full podcasts or even several podcasts to these three advanced pillars. But we really want to talk about all the latest cutting-edge research that's coming from the frontiers of neuroscience, neuroplasticity, and mental programming, optimizing brain function, learning, and memory. So thanks a lot for tuning into this first episode. We're going to be really offering some great content every week, relatively short episodes, 15 to 20 minutes. It's going to be pretty packed with really great usable information. The key here is giving you hands-on information that you can immediately take with you and start to use and start to integrate into your lifestyle as you see fit. So thanks a lot. Have yourself a brain healthy day. And look forward to seeing you on podcast episode number 2.